弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
让我们用请听神的话语来开始我们今天的敬拜。
We'll start our worship service with God's words.
诗篇九十六篇一到四节。
Psalm 96, verse 1 to 4.
你们要向耶和华唱新歌，全地都要向耶和华歌唱，要向耶和华歌唱，称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩，在立邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事，因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上当受敬畏。
Sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord all the earth, sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day, declare his glory among all the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be praised above all gods.
愿神祝福他的话语。
May God bless his words.
下面请中文敬拜组带领我们诗歌敬拜。
Give the following time to the Chinese worship team.
弟兄姐妹们平安。今天是2020年第一次的主日崇拜，这是一个多么令人兴奋而且荣耀的日子。如果你们弟兄姐妹身体许可的话，请我们一起站立，无论用什么的方式一起来敬拜赞美。
Peace to brothers and sisters. Today is the first Sunday worship for 2020. What an exciting and glorious day. All those who are able, please rise and let us worship and praise our Lord together. Majesty, worship His Majesty, run to Jesus, be your glory.
耶稣基督是荣耀君王。
称舍命，
主称赎你，真的荣耀，天王之King。
Amen,
Amen。新的一年，新的气象，旧事已过，都变成新的了。新酒要装在新的皮带里面，我们靠主扶持。属灵的生命向高处行，有进无退。
New year, new scenes. Old things have all passed away and become new. Just like new wine is to be stored in a new sack, our spiritual life is proceed to higher ground, no turning back.
向高处行，
higher ground.I'm pressing on,
高处而回，
你还在为，
日日 every day， 我心田路又是软绕，求主扶助进入乐境，求主扶助帮我坚定，因信长长，树立高地，生活出日，做出地位。交之外必有进无退，世上世上的自由既能不复飞到何来，求居之吹表色美妆共事救助，我愿出无更高之处，主处处是我建立，因心藏藏树立高地，是我主日所处地位，交之外必有进无退。
我必上升，
我必上升，出场的才进入天堂，荣耀累积不尽我力，祈祷不停，求之同行直到天庭。不退路是我坚持，一心长长输给宝殿，他说日日说出地位，交之外必有进无退。求主让我们在2020年同心协力传扬基督，我们不再怠慢，不再自私，不再懒惰，不再有任何的借口。我们要专注于主，以主为首，他成为我的意象。
Let's pray to the Lord in 2020 that He will unite us as one and to spread His gospel. No longer selfish, lazy, or finding excuses. Let us focus on the Lord.He is our vision and our head.
成为我意象。
Be thou my vision.
恳求吸引着我，成为我意象。我希望说句为主深深。是容中我光，成为我智慧，成为我真言，我愿常跟你，你做我良伴，你是圣天父，我的你住我心田，我与
主使我们在新的一年，我们需要主你从我们的意象来带领我们。
Lord, indeed, this new year, we need you to be our vision to lead us into a new year.
求主带领我们跟上主的脚步。
You lead us so we can follow your footstep.
让我们不要落后。
That we will not fall behind.
让我们可以整体的往前进。
That we all together can move forward together.
让我们看到当年在利非定的时候，以色列百姓跟亚玛力人作战的时候。
As we see that when the Israelites were fighting with the Amorites,
亚玛力人被打败了。
The Amorites lost.
因为摩西跟亚伦跟户珥在山上祷告。
Because Moses and Aaron were praying on the mountain.
他们的手举高高在祷告的时候，以色列就得胜。
Moses raised up his arms, and the Israelites were in victory.
然后以色列打败亚玛力人之后，亚玛力人心生怨恨。
And after that, the Amorites were full of hatred.
然后亚玛力人就在后面在跟随着以色列进迦南的地方去。
So they follow the Israelites as they enter into the land of Canaan.
当他们看见以色列百姓当中有人落后和落单的时候，他们就击杀他们，把他杀掉了。
When they saw someone who fell behind, and they will kill them.
主啊，在新的一年，我们真的求你，让我们真是整体的齐心的往前进。
In this new year, Lord, we pray that we will move forward as a body.
没有落后的
no one will fall behind.
没有太多自己的感觉
no, we don't focus on our own feelings.
没有太多自己的思想
don't focus on our own thoughts.
没有太多自己的意见
don't focus on our own opinion.
就专心仰望主的带领
we focus on your leading.
全心在你面前做一个顺服的人
be obedient servant of you.
让我们心中没有抗拒
that we're not rebellious.
让我们在新的一年当中，我们成为主你所带领的一个勇士往前走
and help the world continue to move forward in your guidance.
我们把2020年仰望在你面前。
We lift up the year 2020 in your hands.
我们求你祝福我们在座每位弟兄姐妹他们的家庭。
May you bless every single brother and sister and their families.
他们的事业。
Their work.
他们的一切求主祝福他们。
Everything that we have, that may you bless us.
让他们在2020年因着主的祝福能够得丰盛、得喜悦、得平安。
In year 2020, we can receive your peace and your abundance.
我们今天感谢主，让我们在你面前一同守圣餐，来纪念耶稣基督的爱。
Thank you that we'll have Holy Communion today to remember the love of Christ.
哦，主，我们多么感谢你，让我们在新的一年当中，我们用守圣餐来开始我们今年一切的生活。
We thank you that we can use Holy Communion to start this year.
主啊，这个时候求你差遣圣灵进到我们的心中来做那连接的工作。
May you send the Holy Spirit to connect us all of us.
主，让我们在你面前来审查我们自己。
So that we can reflect upon ourselves.
主，让我们来见证神，你借着圣餐的时候带给我们那身体的奥秘是什么？
We can testify the mystery of your body.
让我们在主里面能够同心合而为一，来建造耶稣基督的身体。
And you will be united to build up the body of Christ.
主啊，这是你的教会。
Lord, this is your church.
不是任何一个人的教会。
It's not any single person.
这个教会是属于你的。
This church belongs to you.
是你是在带动的。
That you have led us.
我们不能做什么。
We cannot do anything.
我们就把自己降服在你面前，你来带领我们，我们才是一个人。
We come before you that you can lead us and we can do the things you want us to do.
我们求主来使用我们成为你的器皿。
Use us as your vessel, Lord.
在教会当中我们做和平的器皿。
We become a peaceful vessel in the church.
好，让我们在你面前在同心建造耶稣基督的时候，那种荣光，那种喜乐就充满在我们的里面。
As we build up the body of Christ, the joy and the glory will fill us.
主啊，求你提升这个教会合一的属灵的气氛。
And you elevate the atmosphere of unity within this church.
让我们在2020年的时候，我们大家更走在一起，更想在一起。
And in 2020, we can all walk together and think the same way.
让我们更能服侍在一起。
And we can all serve together.
我们特别为今天早上我们在这里我们的执事的就任。
We also want to lift up this morning. We have deacon installation.
还有我们的团契的负责人在你面前的就任。
And fellowship leaders installation.
主，这是跟你在立约。
Lord, we're setting a commitment with you, Lord.
这是多么重要的一个时刻。
It's a very important moment.
主啊，这不是个仪式。
Lord, this is not just a ceremony.
这是跟主你重新连接。
This is reconnected with you, Lord.
是我们一生在你面前的尾声。
That we can commit our whole life with you.
主啊，求你使用我们。
Lord, please use us.
让我们这些软弱人可以在你里面可以变刚强。
So even though we're weak, we can become strong in you.
让我们在我们一切的担忧上面，主啊，求你亲自加上你自己的带领跟祝福。
That in our concern, in our worries, that you will bless us.
主啊，从你赐下那15天的力量，在每个执事跟团契负责人的身上。
give us the strength that come from heaven into every single deacons and every fellowship leaders.
主，我们特别求你祝每个家庭在你面前成为一个蒙福的家庭。
We bless every single family.
主啊，求你带领我们。
Please lead us, Lord.
我们特别把今天下午一点半我们的牧师会仰望在你面前。
Especially when I lift up this afternoon at 1:30, we have the board meeting.
主啊，求你带领我们。
Please guide us, Lord.
虽然这看起来像是个非常例行的公事，
even though this may be something that seems routine to us,
但是我们知道，
but we know,
你在每一点当中，你对我们的执事跟教会有不同的带领。
Every year you have a new guidance for the church and the deacons.
虽然我们做相同的事情，
even though we're doing the same thing,
当我们用不同的方式在做相同的事情的时候，求神你彰显你自己在我们所做的事工上面来荣耀你。
When you use a different method to do the same goal that we ask you to glorify your name in the things that we do.
我们期望在2020年大家在你面前同心祷告。
We pray that in year 2020 we can all pray together with one heart.
我们也期待神你 要我们在新的一年当中我们开始在你面前同心祷告。
We expect that we can all pray together in this new year.
主，我们特别把礼拜一明天早上六点半到礼拜五早上这段时间完全仰望在主你圣灵的带领当中。
Especially we lift up this coming Monday to Friday. We have prayer meeting from 6:30 in the morning. We lift up in your hands.
天气很冷。
We know it's cold in the morning.
我们可能爬不起来。
We may not be able to get up.
但就为这五天当中，因为要见主的容面，把这个祷告桌成为一个庆贺的庆祝的祷告桌，在你面前，求主带领我们。
But in these 5 days, hope that we can all come before you to celebrate you and to meet with you in these 5 days.
主啊，求你带领这样一个聚会。
Please guide all our meetings.
主啊，求你让我们的心，借着这样的聚会，大家心连心，手牵手来迈向2020年。
Through these prayers, we can all be united to walk forward in the year 2020.
主，我们知道，我们只有祷告够了以后，我们才有力量站起来往前走。
We know that only through prayer that we have strength to walk forward.
我们知道要成就你所带领的事工，没有一样是不借着祷告来完成的。
Without prayer, we cannot accomplish the thing that you want us to do.
我们知道更多人在你面前付上祷告的代价的时候，神的宝血就遮盖一切。
We know that as more people are praying, that you will cover all of us.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
让我们每个人都看重这样一个聚会。
That everyone will put this meeting as a priority.
我们希望在明天早上，在每个早上，我们所摆的椅子都可以坐满。
We hope that tomorrow morning all the seats will be filled.
主啊，求你亲自来呼召我们。
Lord, we ask you to call every single one of us individually.
在每个位置上来为主摆上。
To offer ourselves to you in our seats.
所以我们在这个时候特别为我们每个礼拜四晚上的同心祷告时间来祷告。
Also want to pray for every Thursday night we have a prayer time together.
所以我们已经经过一个礼拜，我们还求主继续带领我们。
You continue to lead us even though this 1 week has passed already.
在一年52个礼拜当中，让我们真是在52次的这个礼拜四晚上，我们都能同心在你面前。
We pray that in 52 weeks in this year that every single Thursday we can all come before you to pray.
主，这是多么重要的一个日子。
It's a very important time.
是分别为圣的时间。
It's sanctified.
是神你特别祝福的日子。
It's a time that you bless.
主，当家庭聚在你面前祷告的时候，神你就祝福这个家庭。
As a family gather before you to pray, please bless these families.
当有一个个人在你面前祷告的时候，主你就祝福他。
Individual come before to pray, please bless them.
当我们在你面前同心祷告的时候，把我们祷告在空中相会的时候，神你就赐下你的力量在我们当中。
We pray together as we meet together in heaven, that please give us strength.
主啊，不管用什么方式，我们愿意在你面前来与主你连接。
We ask you to connect us all.
也愿意借着祷告跟弟兄姐妹在不同的地点在连结。
Even though in different places we can all pray together.
因为这样子，神你就掌权在整个Torrance的上空，来阻挡撒旦的作为。
You can set up your throne and to prevent the work of Satan in Torrance.
来复兴在南湾所有的华人教会跟英文教会。
To revive all the churches in the South Bay area.
每个教会都蒙主的祝福。
Every church will be blessed by you.
让福音的事工在2020年大大的复兴在这个区域里面。
2020, your work will be revived in this area.
因为你的百姓摆上了祷告的代价。
Because this is a cause of people praying to you.
主啊，这个时候我们特别纪念到澳洲。
We also remember the situation in
Australia. 那么大的大火一直在焚烧当中。
There's a forest fire in Australia.
至少有5亿个动物已经在那个大火当中丧生。
There's actually a billion animals that were.
有很多人无家可归。
Many people homes were destroyed.
主要当我们看到那个影片的时候，整个烧的情况的时候，我们真是心寒的。
We truly have fear when we look at those videos.
主，我们呼求你的拯救临到澳洲这个地方。
May your salvation come unto Australia.
主，我们不知道你要用什么方式来拯救这个地方。
We don't know how you're going to save this area.
但他们现在需要有雨在他们当中来浇熄那些火苗。
And now they need rain to put off those forest fires.
主啊，求你怜悯这个地方。
Lord, please have mercy on them.
主啊，那些火让他们能够停息的。
Lord, please stop those fires.
让我们重建在你面前的信心。
Build up their faith in you.
重建家园。
Build up their families.
也看见在这个末后世代，如果我们没有归向主你，我们就这样被烧掉了。
In the end days, if we don't turn to you, we'll be burned up.
主啊，帮助我们在你面前悔改。
Please help us to repent, Lord.
我们再次为身体软弱的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
We lift up those who are physically weak.
再次把燕燕仰望在你面前。
We lift up Sister Yan Yan in your hands.
新的一年，新的力量赐给她。
The new year give her new strength.
为可杰，他们在他可能在这明天或今天啊，他要做的头盖骨的放回去的一个手术。
Pray for Ke Jie in Taiwan who have surgery tomorrow for his skull.
主啊，求你带领一切都能顺利。
Pray that the operation will go smoothly.
也让他的这个医治得着神你自己的祝福。
And pray that you will bless and heal him.
也把丽琴的妈妈仰望在你面前，求主你医治她。
Also lift up Li Qin's mother, may you heal her.
杨妈妈在车祸之后，她的身体还有疼痛，也求主你医治她。
For Mrs. Yan, after the car accident, she still has some pain.
威利的身体，弟兄的身体，求主你医治他到完全。
Pray for Brother Willie's body, and may you heal him completely.
把教会当中这些年纪非常小以及年纪非常大这两群人仰望在你面前，在冬天的时候，主啊，赐给他们健康的身心灵。
Especially lift up on the children in our church and also the elderly in our church. And
they 一切荣耀颂赞都归给你。
All these are glory and praise being your name.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Please, please. Please be seated.
今天是新年的开始，我们要一同守圣餐来见主耶稣基督对我们的爱。
Today is the beginning of the new year, and we want to use the Holy Communion to remember the love of Christ.
我们先请你们要服侍的这些执事们来到前面。
We first ask all the deacons to come forward.
我们感谢神，真的是在2019年对我们的带领。
We thank God for His leading in year
2019. 我们感谢神，在2020年开始的时候，让我们用圣餐、守圣餐来开始我们今年的脚步。
We thank God that we can use Holy Communion to start our new year.
真是巴不得今天早上这个圣餐，我们能经历到神身耶稣基督身体的奥秘。
That through today's Holy Communion, we can experience the mystery of Christ's body.
在圣餐之前啊，这里有一节的圣经要跟弟兄姊妹来分享。
Before that, we have one verse want to share with you.
特别是在约翰福音第十五章的第五节。
Is Gospel John chapter
在约翰福音第十五章，圣经告诉我们说，耶稣讲一个比喻。
Here, Jesus used an analogy.
在这个整个比喻当中，耶稣告诉我们一件非常重要的事情。
He is talking about a very important thing.
他讲到葡萄树跟枝子的关系。
Talk about relationship between the vine and the branches.
当耶稣讲到葡萄树跟枝子的关系的时候，他是讲到我们跟他的关系。
He is talking about relationship between we and him.
他在第五节告诉我们说，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们什么都不能做。
Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
在2020年，如果我们在神的面前，我们想要成为一个有用的人。
In the year 2020, if we want to become a useful vessel for God,
我们最重要是要跟耶稣基督连接在一起。
We need to be connected with Jesus.
那是生命的源头。
That is the source of our life.
那是力量的源头。
The source of our strength.
那是让我们可以结果子的力量在他里面。
In order to bear fruit, the strength is in Him.
所以2020年不是你一个人在生活。
So 2020, you're not living by yourself.
是有圣灵跟耶稣基督陪伴着你，在你里面在动工，来做成他既然你要做的事情。
But through the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, they're working on you to do the thing that He wants you to do.
所以当我们在守圣餐的时候
，So as we observe the Holy Communion,
不管是借着耶稣的身体，或是他的宝血
，Through His body and His blood,
他要在2020年重新赐下他的同在跟力量给我们每一个人。
Year 2020, He will give you His presence and His strength.
我希望这个饼到你手上的时候，这个杯到你手上的时候，你用感恩的心，用祷告的心来领受耶稣基督在今天当中借着你要荣耀他要做的事情。
When you hold this bread, when you hold this cup, just remember with a grateful heart that Jesus wants to use you in this year to accomplish the things He wants you to do.
我们特别见到耶稣基督，当他在被出卖那天晚上，他拿起饼来祝谢了。
The night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and gave thanks.
我们在他的样式里面一起同心来祷告。
Now let's all pray together.
主啊，在2020年的第一个主日，我们在你面前要同心守圣餐。
Lord, in this first Lord's Day in 2020, we have Holy Communion.
这个圣餐就是你自己设立的。
You have set up this Holy Communion for us.
为我们这些有罪的人。
For all our sinners.
我们借着圣餐，你的身体跟宝血，让我们吃喝的时候，让我们与主有更深的连结。
Through the Holy Spirit, we have a deeper connection with you, Lord.
就像葡萄树跟枝子连接在一起一样。
Just like the branches connected to the vine.
让我们这些枝子的连接在你身上，让我们可以多结果子。
All the branches will be connected with you, so that we can bear fruit.
让我们在吃这些你的身体跟宝血的时候，让我们能更结果子更多来荣耀父神。
So as we take this bread and cup, may we bear more fruit to glorify you, Lord.
因为我们深深知道，2020年如果没有跟神你连接的话，我们什么都不能做。
We know that apart from you, we can do nothing.
不管今年我们有多少计划
，Regardless how many plans that we have.
不管今年我们有多少的心愿要达成
，How many wishes that we have.
不管今天我们多少的期待在我们生活当中我们去实现
What kind of expectation do we have?
可是一旦离开主你我们什么就不能做了
But apart from you, we can do nothing.
我们什么都做不成
We could not do anything.
主啊当我们在守圣餐的时候
As we observe the Holy Communion,
主你求你把这样的感动放在我们心中
We ask you to move us.
跟主紧紧地连接在一起
That we can be connected with you deeply.
主啊叫我们不要成为孤单的枝子
We would not be a lonely branch.
让我们因为跟主你连接在一起，让我们从主得着供应，得着力量。
We can receive your resource and strength from you as we connect with you.
谢谢主你体贴我们的软弱。
Thank you, Lord, for understanding our weakness.
赦免我们，拯救我们。
Forgiven us and saved us.
主啊，愿这个圣餐成为一个记号。
May this Holy Communion be a symbol.
就是我们跟主你连接，跟弟兄连接的记号。
It's a symbol of connection with you and with brothers and sisters.
愿我们在你面前降服，在你的带领里面。
We will come before you, remaining you.
齐心迈向2020年。
Walk together in the year 2020.
让我们今年所做的一切蒙主的悦纳。
Everything we do this year, we
pleasing to you. 蒙主的祝福。
Will be blessed by you.
感谢赞美主。
Thank you and praise you.
奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.在耶稣基督被出卖那天晚上，他拿起来祝谢的擘开说，这是我的身体，为你们打破的，你们吃的时候要这样纪念我。
The night Jesus was betrayed, took the bread, said, this is my body broken for you.
吃完以后，他再拿起杯来说，这杯是在我的血所立的新约，你们喝的时候要这样纪念我。
He also took the cup and said, this is my blood of the new covenant, do this in remembrance of me.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的食，只等到他再来。
Whenever you take this bread and take this cup, it's remembering his death until he comes again.
耶稣说，我不再吃这饼。
Jesus said, I will not drink of this cup again.
我不再喝这杯。
I will not take this bread again.
直到我在我的父的国里同你们喝行的日子。
Until I'll be with you in my Father's kingdom.
愿我们在守圣餐的时候，我们来再次在主的面前来省察我们自己。
As we have the Holy Communion, let's reflect upon ourselves.
如果你还没有受洗，还不懂得圣餐的意义，你可以不用拿。
If you have not been baptized, you do not understand the meaning of the Holy Communion, please do not observe it.
希望你用安静，用感恩的心来领受神的身体。
You to receive God's body in peace and in quiet.
在耶稣基督被出卖那天晚上，他拿起饼来祝谢说，这是我的身体，为你们打破的，你们吃的时候要这样纪念我。这是我的身体，为你们打破的，你们吃的时候要这样纪念我。
This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance.
我们来唱185首奇异恩典。
Sing Amazing Grace together.
用英文、用中文一起唱。
You can sing Chinese or English.
照你的方式来唱。奇恩典何等。感恩，我罪得赦免，欠我世上尽被寻回，瞎眼尽得看见第二节，他虽在 my heart to feel and grace my fears relieved, how precious it that grace appear, the how I first bid it. 再次第二节 one more time, verse two. 到达天使心的安慰，
好 precious。
耶稣说，这是我的身体为你打破的，吃的时候这样纪念我。耶稣说，这是我的身体为你打破的，你吃的时候这样纪念我。耶稣说，这是我的身体为你打破的，你吃的时候这样纪念我。耶稣说，这是我的身体为你打破的，你吃的时候要这样纪念我。耶稣说，这是我的身体为你打破的，你吃的时候要这样纪念我。耶稣说，这是我的身体为你打破的，你吃的时候要这样纪念我。哪个人手上没有拿到饼的，举手一下好吗？如果我们一起来享用，耶稣说，这是我的身体为你们打破的，你们吃的时候要这样纪念我。
Let's all take it together. Jesus said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
饭后再拿起杯来说，这杯是在我的血所立的新约，你们喝的时候要这样纪念我。
The same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance."
这杯是在我的血所立的新约，你们喝的时候要这样纪念。我们来唱第三节跟第四节。
New covenant, do this in remembrance of. Let's sing verse 3.
经过许多危险网络，饱受战艰苦中，慈恩领我平安度过。只归回天。
第三节再一次。
Let's read one more time.
So many days, trust and stand, we have already come.Was grace that bought us saved us far, and grace will lead us from
this
day. 将来在天安居万年。恩光如日不散，
耶稣，这是我的宝血为你所流，是罪得赦。耶稣，这是我的宝血为你所流，是罪得赦。耶稣，这是我的宝血为你所流，是罪得赦。第四节再一次，耶稣，这是我的宝血为你所流，是罪得赦。说这是我的宝血为你所流，是最得赦。
这天晓得已分光烛之不脏。
如果可以，请你站起来。如果可以的话，请你站起来，忙着背着站起来。
You're able, please stand.
And when your first chains are,
耶稣说：“这是我的宝血，为你们所流的，是罪得赦。”
Jesus said, "This is my blood, blood for you, so you can be forgiven."
让我们一起来享用。
Let's take it together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你无所不能的爱。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your almighty love.
爱我们这些有罪的人。
Indeed, we are all sinners.
足够来赦免我们所犯的罪。
You have come and forgiven all our sins.
主啊，过去就过去了。
Whatever past is past.
就像2019年过去一样。
Like 2019 is past.
主啊，让我们忘记背后努力，面前的向着标杆直跑。
Forget the past and move forward to the goal that you set for us.
主啊，让我们在2020年在耶稣基督里面做一个新造的人。
In year 2020, we're a new creation in Christ.
哦，主啊，不是我们可以自己可以自己可以自己能。
It's not that we can do it ourselves.
让我们借着主的宝血跟你身体的帮助之下，我们就可以成为新造的人。
But through your precious blood and in your guidance, then we can become a new creation.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all praise and glory be in your name.
祷告奉告耶稣基督圣名祈求。
We all listen in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.
好，今天的日子比较大，我们请威廉到上面来。我们要为我们的执事跟我们的新任的这些团契夫人来做就任的工作。
We're going to have the installation for the upcoming deacons and the fellowship leaders.
那在这个时候，我们要先邀请我们今年的啊这些执事们到前面来。
We need to invite all the new deacons up front, please.
我们给他们一个热烈掌声吧。
Let's clap for them.
就我刚刚讲过，祷告当中讲到说，这个不是个仪式而已。
I already mentioned this in my prayers. This is not just a formality.
这是一个很重要的跟神的立约。
This is a real important covenant.
跟弟兄姐妹的立约。
This is a covenant between God and.
说我在神面前，我愿意付上一切来服侍主。
They're saying that in front of everybody that I am willing to give everything for God.
求主来使用我。
Please use us.
求你的器皿。
I'm going to be your vessel.
在你的教会当中来服侍你跟弟兄姐妹。
I'm going to serve this church. I'm going to serve the brothers and sisters in your name.
在教会当中，当我们彼此服侍的时候，使得神的福音就在我们当中被传扬出去。
When we serve around this place and we serve each other, the gospel will be preached.
而站在我们前面，我想我们大家都认识。
You know everybody, and everybody knows them.
我们很快来介绍他们一下。
We're going to introduce them briefly.
我们从James Huang 开始，他是我们的执事会的今年的主席。
James Huang is the chair for this year's deacon board.
他也负责在这个宣教工作跟外宣的工作。
He's going to responsible for the mission and the outreach.
所以他今天工作蛮重的。
He's going to be heavy.
这位是Julie， 他负责我们教的关怀事工。
Julie Wan is going to be in charge of caring mission.
他是新手，可是我想他会做得非常好。
Even though she's first time on board, but I know she's going to be doing good.
只要我们为他祷告。
Just need to pray for her.
帮助他成为他的同工。
To make sure that every one of us are her coworker.
相信我们教会的这个关怀工作会做得更好。
The caring ministry will be very well done under her leading.
关怀的工作从来不是一个人在做的而已。
Caring is never done by one person.
需要大家一起来做这件事情。
It's a job that needs every one of us to involve.
在这位是 Eric.
Next one is Eric.
他是我们教会的这个财务的这个负责的。
She's the treasurer and she's going to be in charge of our finance.
对吗？
He.
那他在这方面，我们相信我们在过去一年当中，我们曾经为我们教会的这个财务曾经很多的祷告。
Yeah, in many years he's been praying for our finance.
但是我们相信我们在2019年，我们的财务应该可以稍微好，稍微有一些平衡。
I have faith that we will be balanced in 2020.
我没有看到报告，但是我相信神这个奉献成为我们的这个挑战跟功课。
Even though I haven't read the 2019's balance, but I know that we've been praying and we will see the result.
我们相信神会按照我们的需要来供应我们。
God always provides us with what we need.
只要我们同心在福音的事工上合在一起来荣耀主的时候，神就把他的我们所需要的赐给我们。
If we have a unified heart that we put all our prayers and our efforts together, God will provide us.
所以弟兄姐妹，请大家为 Eric 祷告。
Please pray for him.
然后再来这位是永祥。
Next one is 永祥。
他是负责教会的行政事工。
He's in charge of the administration.
他是我们教会的这个执事会的副主席。
He's also the vice chair.
我们想他一直在后面做这个音响的工作。
He has been helping us at the back.
在过去这几年当中。
For many years.
他摆上他自己。
He has been like really giving himself.
感谢主把他放在我们当中。
We thank God for bringing him into us.
成为榜样来服侍主，跟服侍我们。所以每位永祥来祷告。再来是Pauline。
Pauline。
她也是新任的执事。
She's new。
相信她会做得非常的好。
But we all know she's going to be doing just.
也相信她要负责的工作是团契事工。
She'll be in charge of the fellowship。
我相信所有的团契在的团契的事工，在带领当中，一定会非常好的。
I believe that fellowship, all fellowships will be doing well under her leading.
因为她把应许带得非常好。
Because she has been leading a promise group for many years.
所以她相当有经验。
She is very, very experienced.
但是她仍然需要我们大家为她祷告。
But she also needs everyone's prayers.
跟她配合。
And work with her.
来支持她。
And support her.
再来这一位就是 Ryan。
This is Ryan.
他是我们教会最年轻啊，做的事情最多的一个一位。
He's the youngest deacon and who does most work.
因为原因是因为这个啊 outreach 的这个特别事工很多要劳力的。
Because special program requires a lot of work, a lot of physical work.
也许你不知道，在冬天的时候，我们那个啊受洗池的水经常是不够暖和的，不暖和的。
Many times during the winter time when we have the baptism.The water is never enough, never warm enough.
他都要烧一两桶的开水倒进去的。
And he just need to keep on boiling the water and bring it up.
这是一件小小的事情。
Even if it's a small thing.
等你看见他的心多么细。
But you can see he's always take care of the details.
多么体贴大家。
He's just caring for everyone.
我们为他祷告。
We pray for him, please.
因为特别事工是大家的事工。
Special event, we also need everybody's support.
二月一号新年的庆祝会，他就要做很多事情了。
February the 1st is going to have a celebration for the Chinese New Year.
希望大家跟他们配合。
Please also support him and help him.
我们他也要做这个外展的事工。
He's also involved with the outreach.
请问大家给他们一个热烈掌声来谢谢他们，好吧
？Give them a hand.
好，请你转过来吗？请你转过来好吗？来看着看着，面对着我。我来问你们几个问题，请你们啊诚实来回答。
I'm going to ask you a few questions, please answer honestly.
你们相信上帝全能的父，又信耶稣基督上帝的独生子，并且相信圣灵吗
？Do you believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit?
你们要领受执事的职分，你们是否确信这是来自上帝的呼召
？Do you wish to receive this deacon ministry? Do you believe that this is God's calling?
Yes.
你们担任南南华人基督教会的执事，是否愿意忠诚尽职，协助牧师来荣耀上帝，侍奉他的教会
？Are you willing to be the deacon of Chinese Community Church of South Bay to be loyal and diligent to assist the pastor to glorify God and to serve this church? Are you willing to do so?
Yes. 你们要担任南湾华人基督教会的执事，你们是否愿意坚信并遵守圣经的教导？按照教会信条、教会章程，活出教会信仰公约，来荣耀上帝，侍奉他的教会。
Are you in the firm agreement with the pledge to the teaching of the Bible, uphold the statement of faith, church bylaws, and church covenant of CCCSB?
Yes.
耶稣基督是教会的元首，教会中唯他是主，凡有关教会的事务要依靠他来处理。你们是否愿意如此遵行
？Jesus has is the head of the church. He is the Lord of the church. We will rely on him to manage the affairs of the church. Are you willing to do so?
Yes.
在过去的一两年当中，我们请执事们来晒他们的这个约，执事的约。
In the past few years, we have requested all the deacons to sign the covenant.
但今天我们没有要让他们来晒这个约。
We're not going to ask them to sign this time.
我们只要他们在主的面前，让他们自己来练他们的这个约，让他们不管是用中文用英文，按他们的方式来练。我们求神来祝福他们。
We want them to read this covenant in front of God, in front of the congregation.
好，我们请你们几位一起齐声来练执事的立约。
May deacons start to.Read out the covenant together in your own language.
好，请你把这个收回来。等一下 ，Pastor J 为你们祷告的时候，他会把这个再交给你们。然后现在我们还在我们请会众，我们起立，请会众起立。
We stand up Pastor Jay is going to pray for them.
在还没有祷告之前，我们要这个弟兄姐妹的立约。
So before we do the prayers, we need to have the congregation to also read the covenant.
耶稣基督是教会的元首，教会中唯他是主，凡有关教会的事物要依靠他来处理。
Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is the Lord of the church. We will rely on him to manage the affairs of the church.
让你们来回答牧师要问的问题。我们南湾华人基督教会的会员是否愿意接受上帝借着我们所选出来的这些执事，在耶稣基督里来带领我们吗？
Congregation, please answer the question that Reverend Mao is asking. Do we, the member of CCCSB, accept them as deacons chosen by God through the voice of his congregation to lead us in the way of Christ Jesus? Yes.
我们是否愿意鼓励他们尊重他们的决定，并在侍奉耶稣基督教会的头的事上遵循他们的带领？
Do we agree to encourage them to respect their decisions and to follow as they guide us, serving Jesus Christ, who alone is head of the church? Yes.
好，我们继续站立，我们来信徒的立约，在这个上面一起用不同的原理来念。
Let's remain standing and let's read in your own language the covenant. 靠着主耶稣的恩典，我愿意顺服主的安排，接受执事们的职分，并经常为他们祷告，遵照圣经的话，
在主里支持主的仆人，与他们配搭合作，兴旺福音，建立教会。下面要请 Pastor Jay 来为这些执事祷告，祷告完之后要把这个这个执事证交给他们。
Pastor Jay is going to lead us with a prayer for all these deacons.
会众先请坐。
He's going to give them the covenant and the certificate. Please sit down.
Our Father, we come before you and we thank you for this group of men and women who are willing to serve.
Amen.
I thank you for the collective gifts that they represent. The experiences and the passions that they bring to leadership. I ask and pray as you continue to form this team for ministry,
Amen.
That you would be glorified. Strengthen them and give them your wisdom. I pray that your love and grace and mercy would flow out of them. And that together, Father, as a congregation, we would continue to build your kingdom. They would continue to glorify your name. And Father, that this group of men and women would be part of that leadership that helps us grow as a body of Christ. We thank you for this. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.好，请你们大家转过去会中来给你们做来拍来欢迎他们，来谢谢他们。请回去，谢谢。好，接下来我们邀请我们所有的这个团契的负责人到前面来。
We invite all the fellowship leader come up front.
团契负责人，请到前面来。都到了吗？
We're all here.
是各团契的负责人都到了吗？啊？戴安娜还没？戴安娜丽在这里吗？没有，好。请你可以转过去吗？我们来介绍一下哈。
Please turn around. So,
从左边开始啊，这位是 David， 他刚从执事会的事工下任以后，他现在担任我们啊这个 Promise 应许团契的这个负责人。
This is David Lin. He just completed his deacon service for 4 years, and he's going to be in charge of the Promise Fellowship.
我们相信整个 Promise 在他的带领当中，这个 Promise 一定使得应许会大大的祝福他们的。
I'm very sure God will bless him and bless the fellowship.
我们谢谢他们，也为他祷告。
And please thank and pray for him.
啊，这位在下啊啊旁边这位是静流。
This is Jin Liu.
啊，他现在要回到这个啊加勒那以林团契来担任这个他们的负责人。
Again, she's going to be leading Elim Fellowship.
啊，他在很忙当中，要照顾妈妈，要照顾很多教会的事情跟弟兄姐妹的需要。
She's taking care of her mom and all the needs among our sisters and brothers in church.
希望我们在祷告当中来纪念他的事工。
Please always remember her in your prayers.
我们不晓得这个啊以林团契的弟兄姐妹在这里，就给他一个鼓励吧。
Brother and sister from Yilin, give her a hand.
再来是 Penny， 她是负责 Hope 团契的一个负责人。
Penny is from Hope, and she will be leading Hope Fellowship this year.
我们相信 Hope 在她的带领当中，这个 Hope 会更有希望。
We know Hope is going to be having more hope under her leading.
我们为她祷告。
Please pray for her.
啊，他们是在全家在侍奉主。
Especially their whole family is serving this church. It's wonderful.
我们为 Penny 祷告。
We pray for Penny.
谢谢。再来是恩惠。
This is Sister Grace.
她是在华恩团契的负责人。
She will be leading华恩 Fellowship.
我们相信2020年在恩惠的带领之下，华恩团契会更有成长的。
We believe 华恩 Fellowship will grow even stronger and better under her leading.
也在他的带领当中，我相信这个团契会成长得更好，且弟兄姐妹们大家在神的面前的服事会更加的勤快。
We can see that Huan Fellowship will serve the Lord even better than before under her leadership.
那恩惠她是个很爱主的姐妹。
The leader is the person who really loves Lord and.
在教会当中，她有很多很多的侍奉。
And she's leading all kinds of services and ministry.
她仍然需要大家为她多多祷告。
But also she needs everyone's prayers.Thank you.
好，我们看到 Iris 站在前面。
We see Iris standing in front of us.
我们知道在几个礼拜前，在他的家庭所发生的事情。
We probably heard about that a few weeks ago. There's an incident happened in her home.
在经过这样的事情之后，好，我们感谢神对他们的带领。
After that incident, and God still leads.
在礼拜五，我也很高兴看到 Jessica 来到我们的 EEE， 跟着那个 John 啊，在帮他上数学课程。
And we saw Jessica came in last Friday. John was helping her with some.
经过打个招呼，我就赶快上来了。
Even though we don't have a lot of time to spend with her.
我不好意思进去打扰他们。
Reverend Mao doesn't want to.
但是我的心是非常的感动跟激动。
But Reverend Mao was very, very moved.
我们求神继续来带领他们。
We keep on praying God to lead their family.
就算在这样的情况之下，艾瑞斯他仍然来担任喜乐团契的负责人。
With all these challenges, Iris still willing to be the leader for their fellowship.
不但是带领整个喜乐团契。
Not only just the joy.
我想他也带领他的家来到神的面前。
She brought all her family to us.
我们需要更多为他们祷告。
We need to pray for them.
更爱他们。
And pay more love to them.
更爱他们。
Attention.
也谢谢 Iris 在这样的情况当中仍然摆上自己。
We give special thanks to Iris under this type of circumstances.
我们谢谢所有站在前面的这些团契的负责人，来给他们一个热烈掌声，来送给他们。
We give thanks to all of them.
请你们转过来好吗？我来问你们几个问题。第一个是，你们信上帝全能的父，又信耶稣基督上帝的独生子，并且相信圣灵吗
？I'm going to ask you a few questions. Do you believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit?
你们要领受团契负责人的职分，你们是否确信这是来自上帝的呼召？
Do you receive this fellowship group leader ministry? Do you believe that this is God's calling?
你们担任南南华人基督教会各团契的负责人，是我愿意忠诚尽职，协助牧师来荣耀上帝，侍奉他的教会。
Are you willing to be the fellowship group leader of the Chinese Community Church of South Bay to be loyal and diligent to assist the pastor to glorify God and to serve this church? Are you willing to do so?
Yes. 你们要担任南南华人基督教会团契负责人，你们是否愿意坚信并遵守圣经的教导，按照教会信条、教会章程，活出教会信仰公约，来荣耀上帝，侍奉他的教会？
Are you in firm agreement with the pledge to the teaching of the Bible, uphold the statement of faith, church bylaws, and church covenant of CCCSB?
这一题，耶稣基督是教会的元首，教会中唯有他是主。凡有关教会的事物，要依靠他来处理。你们是否愿意如此遵行？
Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is the Lord of the church. We will rely on him to manage the affairs of the church.Are you willing to do so?
Yes. 好，我们现在要请团契的负责人来念他们的立约。
We're going to need all the fellowship leaders to read.
仍然请他们依按他们个人方便的这些语言来念。好，现在请你们一起。
Leaders, please read the covenant.
好，谢谢你们。
Thank you.
我们请会众起立。
Congregation, please stand up.
耶稣基督是教会的元首，教会中唯他是主。凡有关教会的事物，要依靠他来处理。你们是否愿意如此遵行？
Jesus Christ is the head of the church. He is the Lord of the church. We will rely on him to manage the affairs of the church. Are you willing to do this?
好，我们请信徒来念在上面的立约，按照不同的文字。
We ask congregation to read the covenant in your own language. Lord, I promise I will, one, obey the Lord by accepting his appointments of this people to be our small group leaders and pray for
them
regularly. Support the servant of the Lord in accordance with the teaching of scripture.
Pastor J, 我们请 Pastor J 来为他们祷告。
We ask Pastor J to pray for them.
Father, once again, we lift up this group of men and women.
主啊，我们再次将这群弟兄姐妹仰望在你手里。
Father, we thank you for their willingness to serve with our fellowship group ministry.
我们感谢神，你将他们摆在我们当中，他们愿意来带领团契的工作。
Father, I pray that you just give them wisdom and insight as they lead their groups. Give them sensitivity to leading your Holy Spirit as they reach out to the members within their groups. Give them compassion and grace and mercy. Enable them to bring a community together.Not only within their particular group, but within the church as a whole. Pray that we would be continue to be able to reach out and to build these groups from within. So that all that attend will feel like they are loved and cared for.And be in a place where they can be encouraged to grow in their faith. So I thank you for these leaders as they bring leadership to that aspect of our ministry. Again, we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 我们现在请发给他们这个弟兄姐妹请坐，我们请所有的执事们新的执事们到前面来接纳他们，来跟他们握个手，来鼓励他们，转过来好吗，转过来谢谢。 好，再给你们这个掌声来，谢谢他们。好，我们团契夫人请回，谢谢。
弟兄姐妹，新年好！Happy
New Year, brothers and sisters.
首先我们欢迎第一次来到我们当中的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。Want
to welcome those who are here for the first time with us. Anyone here for the first time?
在我的右手边有没有第一次来到我们当中？Anyone
here on our right hand side? Oh, okay. Welcome.
欢迎你。欢迎。在我的左手边有没有第一次来到我们当中？
Anyone here for the first time? Can you introduce yourself?
下面我们有请大家打开手中的程序单，我们有几项事项报告。Please
take a look at the announcements in this insert.
全体教母同工和执事再次恭贺所有主力弟兄姐妹新年蒙福。Happy
New Year greetings to everyone from all the church staff and deacons.
今天的成人装备训练将暂停，并提早午餐，请各位留步享用午餐与弟兄姐妹交通。
Welcome to joining us for worship this morning. Lunch will be served following the worship service. There's no equipping class today.
2020年度的执事及其负责人的事工，在下面，刚才牧师已经介绍了。
Item number three listed our deacons for 2020 and their ministry.
黄宏章弟兄担任主席宣教和外展事工。
James Wong will be a chairperson and mission and local outreach.
林有为弟兄负责司库和财务。
Eric Lin is a treasure and finance.
林吴丽红姐妹负责书记和团契事工。
Pauline will be secretary and fellowship.
夏永祥弟兄负责副主席和行政事工。
Brother Yongxiang is the vice chair and administration.
王张静怡姐妹负责关怀。
Judy Wang will be a caring.
张月弟兄负责特别事工和外展事工。And
Ryan will be a special program and local outreach.
请为他们的带导和支持。Please
continue to support them with your prayers.
2020年度的各团契负责人如下。And
2020, the fellowship leaders are listed in item number 4.
加入团契是周燕姐妹。Caleb
is Diana Lee.
以令团契是刘昌景姐妹。Lim
is Jean Liu.
盼望团契是林江平辉姐妹。Hope
Fellowship is Penny Lin.
环团契是韩慧姐妹。Huan
Fellowship is Grace Han.
喜乐团契是王云霞姐妹。Joy
is Iris Wang.
应许团契是林子达弟兄。The
Promise Group is David Lin.
今年的第一次牧师会将于今天下午一点半在106-107室召开。
And our first church board meeting of the year will be held this afternoon, 1:30 in room 106-107.
请大家为这个会议祷告。
We ask you to pray for our church board.
第六项，本教会将于1月6日至10日，也就是说星期一到星期五6:30，举行教会的祷告周聚会。
Item number six, our church is hosting a prayer week from January 6th to the 10th, Monday to Friday, starting at 6:30 a.m.
继承欢迎弟兄姐妹预留时间来参加。
Please come join us to pray together.
本周三晚的中英联合祈祷会将暂停一次。
And there will be no Wednesday night prayer meeting tonight, this coming Wednesday.
家长们请注意，周五晚的儿童团契将于1月10日本周五晚7:30恢复聚会。
Attention parents, Friday night children program will resume this Friday night at 7:30.
主日晚的青少年团契也在将在下个主日1月12日恢复聚会。
And Sunday youth program will resume next Sunday, January 12th.
全教会的读书会，来自天堂法庭的判决，是我们今年读书会要读的书。有兴趣的弟兄姐妹请在楼下签名，以便买书。
Our church book club operating in the courts of heaven will be the book we are reading in the coming year. Please sign up downstairs if you want to join the book club.
今年全教会的圣经工作坊将于每个月第一和第三个周五晚上在教会举行。
Our church Bible workshop is scheduled to meet every first and third Friday of the month at church.
由毛牧师以及 Pastor J 轮流带领。
Ramal and Pastor J will take turn to lead.
1月17日周五晚8点钟开始。
And the first workshop will begin January 17th, Friday.
第一次聚会。
It's the first workshop at 8 p.m.
我们今年开始全教会的同心祷告日，是在每个星期四晚上的8点到8点半。
Also starting in 2020, our church prayer day will be every Thursday evening between 8 and 8:30.
请我们一起举起祷告的手，为教会、为弟兄姐妹、为国家、为社会来祷告。
No matter where we are, we will set aside this time to pray for individual, family, society, and our nation.
下个主日中文堂和英文堂的崇拜将恢复正常时间。
Next Sunday's Crosspoint English worship will begin at 11:30.
下面我们继续用奉献来敬拜我们。
We'll continue our worship with offering.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲天父，感谢赞美你，你赐给我们生命的气息。
Merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for you have given us breath.
主，你是我们的大牧者，我们必不致缺乏。
You are a great shepherd, we lack nothing.
现在我们把我们所得的一部分金钱奉献在你的坛前。
This time we set aside a part of the money that we have in your offering.
来代表我们全人的奉献。
It represents all our offerings.
求主悦纳我们甘心乐意的奉献。
May you accept our willing offer.
并祝福我们每一个家庭。
And bless every family.
祷告不配，来自奉我主耶稣基督的名求。
Pray us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
下面我们请毛牧师证道。
We give the following time to Reverend Mao for our message. Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们都知道，今天就是我们今年的第一个主日。
Today is the first Lord's Day and the New Year.
我们感谢神，他在我们生命当中不断的带领。
We thank God for His continual guidance in our lives.
也是在每日的开始当中，我们的心中总是有一个期盼。
In the beginning of the year, we all have expectation in our hearts.
我们期待今年我们比去年更进步。
We expect that this new year will be better than last year.
在我们的祷告当中，我们纪念到所有教会的弟兄姐妹的需要。
In our prayer, we remember all the needs of our brothers and sisters.
也相信神在这点当中会大大的赐给每一个弟兄姐妹在灵里面他的祝福跟带领。
We believe that God will continue to bless us spiritually.
所以在今天是2020的第一个主日当中，我的讲道题目是一句祷告的话。
It's the first Lord's Day of 2020. My topic for the sermon is actually a prayer.
那就是新年的祷告。
It's a prayer for the new year.
愿真理和爱带动我们的2020年。
May truth and love drive us in 2020.
那这是我心中的祷告跟恳求。
This is Rev. Mao's prayer and also his pleading.
所以在我们今天我想跟大家分享到底什么力量在带动我们往前走。
Today we want to share what kind of power drives us forward.
我们被什么力量带动着。
What kind of power will drive us?
我们就会成为那样的人。
Then we'll become that kind of person.
从约翰福音、启示录、约翰一二三书，甚至今天我们要读的约翰二书的一到三节。
From the Gospel of John, from Revelation, from the book 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John, including today's, we're going to study 2 John.
我们看到使徒约翰的一生有一股力量在带动他。
We can see Apostle John, there is a power that's driving him.
从他年轻的时候到年老的阶段。
Since he was young until he was older.
这股带动他的力量一直都没有离开过他。
And this power has never left him.
直到他安然见主了并为主。
Until he had to see the Lord.
你也想知道是什么带动着使徒约翰的心。
Do you know what is driving Apostle John?
我想说是神的灵。
It's a God's spirit.
神带动使徒约翰的心
God was driving Apostle John's heart
使他在圣灵里领受真理和爱的带动
That he was driven by spirit through the truth and love
以致他在写书信的时候充满爱跟真理
So we can see that in his writing is filled with love and truth
所以希望在2020年带动使徒约翰的灵也带动着我们在座的每一位
So we hope in 2020 the spirit that leads Apostle John will also lead all of us
好不好现在我们一起来练一下我们今天要练这段经我们先练中文的
Let's read today's passage in Chinese first
然后我们来练英文
Then we'll read in English
请做长老的写信给蒙拣选的太太和他的儿女就是我诚心所爱的不但我爱也是一切知道真理之人所爱的爱你们是为真理的缘故这真理存在我们里面也必永远与我们同在恩惠怜悯平安从父神和他儿子耶稣基督在真理和爱心上必常与我们同在
2 John verse 1:1 The elder to the lady chosen by God and to her children whom I love in the truth and not I only, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love.
这段圣经的关键字是蒙拣选、爱、真理、恩惠、怜悯、平安。
The key word in this passage is chosen, love, truth,Grace, mercy, and peace.
如果这些关键词要我用一句话来描述它的意思的话，我会这么说。
If you want to use one sentence to describe all this, I can say in this way.
教会是基督的同龄，蒙神拣选。
The church is a virgin chosen for Christ.
成为基督的心腹,
become the bride of Christ.
以爱和真理为根基,
use love and truth as a foundation.
带动教会服侍我主耶稣基督的国,
to lead the church to serve our Lord Jesus Christ.
是恩惠怜悯平安从父神和他儿子耶稣基督大大的加给我们。
So grace, mercy, and peace from God will be given to us through His Son Jesus Christ.
第三节，使徒约翰对我们新的一年的问候是恩惠怜悯平安必常与我们同在。
Verse 3, Apostles Paul, John said, grace, mercy, and peace from God be with all of us.
恩惠是什么？
What is grace?
恩惠是那些因受惩罚的人却得到不配得的恩宠。
What is grace? Grace is the one who should be punished did not receive the unworthy favor.
怜悯是对那些有罪并受鄙视的人施以同情怜悯。
Mercy is for those sinners and those who are looked down to give them sympathy and compassion.
那平安呢，就是因着神施恩惠和怜悯，以致人和神能恢复和谐的关系。
And peace is talking about because God's mercy and grace that man can reconcile with God to have a harmonious relationship.
这三种福气都是从父神和他儿子耶稣基督而来的。
All these three blessings came from God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ.
父神是来源，儿子是途径。
Father is the source and the Son is the way.
所以这三种福气不断借着圣灵带动我们的生命。
And these three blessings continue through Holy Spirit to lead us.
从年初到年末。
From the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
弟兄姐妹，人看不见神，但却看得见被神带动的你。
Brother and sister, people cannot see God, but they can see you who is led by God.
一个人可能没有熟读圣经，但看得见活出上帝话语的你。
People may not be familiar with the Bible, but they can see you who lived out the words of God in your lives.
因为你的生命被神的话语带动着。
As your life is driven by God's word.
所以谁是主的门徒呢？
So we ask, who is God's apostles, disciples?
就是那些愿意被基督的呼召带动的人。
Disciples are the ones who are willing to be led by Jesus Christ.
我希望我们在2020年，我们都愿意被基督的呼召来带动着我们。
I believe in the year 2020, we'll all be willing to be led by Jesus Christ.
所以我可以很肯定、很负责任地说，圣经中所有被神重用的人，他们的心都被神带动着。
I can say affirmatively that in the Bible, all those people who were used by God, their heart were driven by God.
面对2020年，你希望带动你、带动你的家庭、带动你的服事、带动你的将来的是什么？
In the year 2020, what do you like to drive your family and your service and your future?
在2020年，如果我们要得力、要得胜，我们需要神的带动。
In the year 2020, if we want to have strength, if we want to be victorious, we need to be driven by God.
今年我祷告神在四方面来带动我们。
This year, I pray that in four areas, we will be driven by God.
第一方面就是愿2020年我们被神的应许带动着。
Number one, may we be driven by God's promise in 2020.
因为被神的应许带动，我们的思想会是不一样的。
As we're driven by God's promise, our thinking will be different.
我们会专注在神的应许上面。
We'll focus on God's promise.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
他所应许的每一句话，一句不落空，句句定准。
His promise will indeed be fulfilled.
我们看到耶稣要抓住神的应许。
We can see Joshua hold on to God's promise.
神跟他说，我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在，我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
God promised him, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
所以耶稣就很安心地让神的应许来带动他。
So Joshua had peace and continued to rely on God's promise.
神又应许他，你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
God also promised the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
所以他就在神的带动当中走遍迦南地，与当时的迦南七族征战。
So under God's guidance, and he went into the land of Canaan and was fighting with the other tribes.
就像我们所知道的出埃及记之歌当中的部分歌词这么说的。
Just like the Exodus song is described in this way.
他说这块土地是我的，上帝赐给了我这块土地。
So this land is mine. God gave this land to me, this brave and ancient land to me.
为了将这块土地变成我们家园，如果我必须奋战，我就奋战到底。
To make this land our home, if I must fight, I will fight to the end.
以便将这块土地变成我们自己的，直到奋战至死，这块土地是我的。
To make this land our own, until I die, this land is mine.
当我们在读整个耶稣雅经的时候，我们读起来是很轻松。
As we read the book of Joshua, it seems that it's very simple and easy.
就那些非常惊心动魄的征战当中，我们再看来也没有什么。
But as we read through those fightings, it's actually very exciting.
但是在每个征战当中，对耶稣雅、对整个以色列百姓来讲，是多么大、多么大的征战！
In every battle for Joshua and for the Israelites, indeed, is a great battle.
他们从来不知道会不会打胜仗。
They did not know if they will be victorious.
他们只有一个信念，我们不能被打败。
They only have one faith in God that they cannot fail.
为了不被打败，他们只有一条路可以走。There's
only one way for them to go.
在将要进入迦南美地他们当的时候，他们必须要信靠神的带领。They
need to rely on God's guidance as they enter the land of Canaan.
他们能征服迦南，不是靠他们的拳头大。They
did not conquer the land of Canaan because they are stronger.
而是靠那个坐在宝座上的万军之耶和华的能力。Because
they depend on the ability of the Lord who sat on the throne.
所以被神的应许带动的意思，就是我们是用神的爱来思想、来服侍，用信心来过日子。So
what does it mean to be driven by God's promise? Is that we use God's love and His thinking to serve Him.
所以无论思想什么、判断什么、说什么，都应该用神爱的眼光来看待。
Regardless of what we're thinking and how do we judge what we say, we need to use God's love to look at things.
神给我们的应许就是，不管我们的条件如何、现况如何，神是信实的，必与我们同在。
God's promise is that regardless of our resource, our condition, God is faithful. He will be with us.
神要成就他在我们当中他所
He will fulfill what he promised.
在新的一年当中，神借着先知以赛亚这么说。
In this new year, we can rely on what God told the prophet Isaiah.
我们用你所说的以赛亚这段圣经。
Read it together.
你不要害怕，因为我与你同在。不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用公义的右手扶持你。 在新的一年，这里有一个好消息要给你。
In this new year, we have a great news for you.
让神的应许带动，就是领受神从亘古以来在圣经当中量给他的子民的祝福，今天必实现在我们这一代人身上。
To be driven by God's promise means that from ancient time, all the promise in the Bible and His blessings to His people will be fulfilled in this generation.
我们是 一代领受神应许的一个族群。We
are a group that receive God's blessings.
我们是神在这个世代当中，他特别拣选了一群人来承受他从亘古以来要赐福给他子民的祝福，在我们身上要彰显出来。We
are chosen by God in this modern world that will receive all the ancient blessings that He's given.
这不是个空谈。
This is not an empty word.
不是个妄想。It's
not just.
因为这是神在他的话语当中已经应许给我们的。Because
in God's word, He has promised to us.
当我们不怀疑神的应许的时候，我们就必得着神所应许在我们身上的一切。If
we trust in God's promise, we'll receive what He has given to us.
也相信神在2020年对他、对我们的、对教会的CCCSB，他有不同的带领。We
know that in year 2020, God has a special guidance for us.
第二点，我跟大家分享的。
Number two,
愿2020年我们被神的目的带动着。May
we be driven by God's purpose in 2020.
我相信我们今天聚在一起不是偶然的。I
believe that we gather here is not coincidental.
是在神的拣选当中的必然。It's
God's chosen destiny.
也就是说，很多事情都有它存在的理由。Many
things has its reason.
每个人都有被造的理由。
We have the reason for being created.
甚至你活着的理由，你受苦的理由。
There's a reason for us to be living or to suffer.
或者是被祝福、财富的理由。
Or there's a reason for us to be blessed and to be abundant.
这些都是神在他的教会在我们身上的目的。
These are the purpose of God in us.
你知道吗？神用他的目的带动我们。
You know that God uses His purpose to drive us.
他有一个最高最高的心愿。
There's a highest wish.
就是要把我们带动到像他儿子耶稣基督一样。
To guide us until we're becoming more and more like Jesus Christ.
我弟兄姐妹，这是神的目的。
This is God's purpose.
这是非常重要的。
It's very, very important.
神要把我们带动到像他的儿子耶稣基督一样。
God wants to guide us until we become more and more like Christ.
有能力。
To have ability.
有荣美。
To have glory.
生活当中可以荣耀他。
In our life, we can glorify God.
我们可以成为别人的祝福。
We can become a blessing to others.
弟兄姐妹，这是神的目的。
This is God's purpose.
我们每一个人都在这个目的里被神带动着。
We continue to be driven under this purpose.
就像他在罗马书第八章二十九节这样说的话。
In the book of Romans, chapter 8, 29, it says.
好吧，我们一起来念这段圣经。
I'll read it together.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。你们看到神真的希望他的儿子在许多的弟兄当中做长子。
That his son might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters.
所以神的一个很大的目的，很高的心愿。
So God's highest purpose.
他要把我们带动到像他的儿子一样。
He wants all of us to become more and more like Christ.
成为他的儿子的弟兄。
To become the brother and sister of his son.
好叫他的儿子耶稣基督在众长子当中来做长子。
So Jesus Christ will be the oldest son among all the sons.
这是神的目的。
This is God's purpose.
神要有许多儿子。
God wants to have many sons.
神要有这许多儿子都像他一个独生儿子一样。
He wants all the sons to become more and more like Christ.
这样他的儿子就不再是个独生子。
Then Jesus is not the only son anymore.
而是在许多弟兄当中做长子的。
It's actually just the oldest among many.
也就是神他拥有很多很多的儿子。
And God will have many many sons and daughters.
而这些儿子都在聚合在他的儿子耶稣基督的底下，成耶稣基督成为长子来带动我们。
And Jesus Christ will be the oldest among all the sons and daughters to lead us.
神的目的就是要得着这样的一群人。
God's purpose is to have this group of people with him.
在新的一年当中，神期望你就是其中之一。
In this new year, God wants you to become one of them.
神希望 CCCSB 都是一群他所爱的儿子。
God hopes that in CCCSB we are all sons and daughters that are loved by Him.
感谢神，神在这里将他自己的心意打开给我们看。
Thank God that God has revealed His heart to us.
他还把他的计划中的秘密告诉我们。
And He revealed the secret of His plan to us.
神的目的带动的方法就是要带动我们的心。
God's purpose to lead us through our heart.
我们的心如果没有被带动的话，我们甚至不会往前走。
If our heart is not driven, then we will not walk forward.
就像在箴言告诉我们说，你要保守你的心胜过保守一切一样。
Proverbs said we need to cherish our heart more than others.
你的一生的果效是由心发出的。
That whatever we do comes from our heart.
所以当神要带动我们的时候，他现在要带动是带动我们的心。
So first, God need to guide our hearts, so then we'll guide our body.
当神带动我们的心的时候，我们的身体就跟着心，我们的心走。
As He guide our hearts, our body will follow.
所以在新的一年当中，我们要确认我们的心是不是被神所带动着。
So in this new year, we need to reflect: is our heart truly driven by God?
这个世界上有很多力量要影响你的心，要带动你的心。
There are many things in this world to distract you and affect your heart.
但我们要保守我们的心。
But we need to protect our heart.
让我们的心唯独的、单单的被神的来带动而已。
We need to protect our hearts that we should truly only follow God.
让其他力量都离开我们。
And to get rid of all the other distracting factors.
创世纪第四章的第三到第七节。
Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 to 7.
我们看到这是人类第一次的敬拜。
And this recorded the first time the human worshiped God.
那这种礼拜的意义是为了将原先自己的想法转换成神的想法。
The worship, the true meaning is to change your own thinking, get rid of it, and to become God's thinking.
把我们原来的想法变成神的想法，这叫做礼拜。
To change our own thinking to become God's thinking, this is a true worship.
也许在祷告当中，在聚会当中，你经常听到牧师祷告说：“让我们空空的来，然后怎么样，满满的回去，对不对？”
Maybe you have heard that we want you to come empty-handed and return full.
什么叫空空的来，满满的回去？
What does it mean to come empty-handed and return full?
就是我们在礼拜中。把原先自己的想法倒空了。
that in the worship service you get rid of your own thinking.
然后转换成神的想法。
You change it into God's thinking.
装满神的想法。
To be filled by God's thinking.
带着神的目的回去。
And go back with God's purpose in mind.
这就是空空的来，满满的回去。
It means come empty-handed and be filled.
如果你是忧忧愁愁的来做礼拜。
You come to worship in sadness.
然后你做完礼拜又忧忧愁愁的回去了
you go back still sad,
那跟说明你根本没有用心灵跟诚实来敬拜
it means you did not come to worship in spirit and in truth.
你没有领会到神的目的
you did not understand God's purpose.
神要我们的生命是丰丰富富的
God wants to give us abundant life.
就像在约翰福音第十章第十节他所说的话
like John 10:10
在那在解他说盗贼来是我要杀害毁坏然后人子来是要教养得生命而且得的更丰盛
The Son of God come to this world to give us life and to give us abundant life
神要给我们是个丰丰富的生命
God wants us to have abundant life
神要给我们满满的回去
So we can return fold
所以在敬拜当中不是你一个人在敬拜
So as we come to worship not just you worshiping by yourself
而是我们在一起敬拜的时候是带着神的祝福带着神的力量装满神一切要成就在我们身上那么我们回去了
As we worship together we receive God's blessing together and then we can go back home full of God thinking
你看到但以理他被掳到巴比伦
When Daniel was exiled into Babylon
他的整个生活在神的带动的目的当中带动着他
But his life was continued to be driven by God's purpose
所以但以理的生活是被神带的目的带动的
So his life was led by God.
所以他不玷污自己
He did not defile himself.
他也不想吃王给他要吃的东西
He did not eat the king's food.
这是什么意思
What does it mean?
就在鼓励我们
To encourage us.
鼓励那些想要戒酒想要戒烟甚至包括想要减肥的弟兄姐妹
It's actually an encouragement for those people who try to stop smoking, stop alcohol, or people who try to lose weight.
有很多事我们想要做可是我们做不到
Many things we want to do but we cannot accomplish it
我们做的那样很好可是我们做不来
We know something is good but we could not do it
可是当我们看到但以理的生命的时候我们跟神说神啊给我像但以理那样的生命来荣耀你
But as we see the life of Daniel we can ask God Lord please give us the strength to live the life that Daniel lived
我不玷污我的生命
I don't want to defile myself
我不随心所欲
I don't want to do whatever I want
我甚至王膳我都不想吃
I don't want to eat the king's food
我只要在你面前做一个敬虔的人来服侍你
I just want to be a committed person before you to serve you
只有在你里面我才能得着力量
In you I have strength
离开你我什么都不能做
Apart from you I can do nothing
敬拜神不代表你的烦恼就会没有
Worship God doesn't mean that you have no worry
教会敬拜的能力不在于敬拜外表的样式或是人数的多寡
The church, the power of worship does not depend on how we worship or how many people is here
而是在于多少人活出圣洁
It depends on how many people are willing to live a holy life
这是彰显神最具体的表现
This is the most obvious manifestation of God's power
这是神的目的
This is God's purpose
第三个我们要分享是愿2020年我们被神的全能带动着
Number three, may we be driven by God's almighty power in 2020.
身为主荣耀儿女是有权柄的。
As God's glorious children, we have authority.
这个权柄是因为我们被神的这个全能带动着。
We have authority because we were driven by God's mighty power.
因为神的全能临在我们的身上。
God's power come into our lives.
以致我们在新的一年当中新的愿望当中可以达成可以去做因为神的力量在我们身上。
We have God's strength in us so we can accomplish the thing that we want to do in the new year.
我们每天过日子是否有权柄来生活呢
Do we have authority as we live our lives?
这意思不是说你的讲话的声音比较大你赚钱比较多你握手力量比较大。
It doesn't mean that you speak louder or you have more money or you have more strength.
或者你长得比较好看
or you are better looking
不是这些
the true authority is not like that
真正的权柄是从谦卑的接待他信他名而来的
true authority came from humility and you're willing to accept his name.
这样的人神就赐给他一个权柄来做神儿女的权柄。
Through that, God gave him authority, the right, the authority, and the privilege to become his children.
我会经常讲到这个做神儿女的权柄这件事情。
We will talk about the privilege of being God's children.
啊，在英文当中对这个字它有不同的翻译。
In English, there's many different ways to translate this word.
他说 the right, the authority, the privilege.
You can translate as a right, as authority, or as privilege.
那这是告诉我们说，这个权柄是个很重要的一件事情。
So this authority is this very, very important thing.
可是我们经常就忽略这个权柄。
But often we neglect it.
啊，觉得我自己什么都不会。
Like, oh, I cannot do anything.
哦，我这个不行，那个不行。
I cannot do this, I cannot do that.
我们在看见我们自己。
We look down on ourselves.
当我们看见我们自己的时候，是我们对神的权柄没有信心。
If we look down on ourselves, that means we have no faith in God's authority.
神不要他的儿女这样子。
God does not want his children to be like that.
神要带领我们在他的全能里面来带领带动我们。
God wants to drive us in his almighty power.
所以这使我们成为一个有神尊贵儿女的身份的人。
So we can become having the identity of God's precious children.
既然知道我们真正的身份，我们要对神给我们的一切条件感到自豪。
Once we understand our true identity, then we should be proud of what God's given to us.
不管你读多少书，
regardless how much you have studied,
做多少事情，
how many things you have done,
神会按着的样子来爱你，来赐力量给你。
God will according to who you are to love you and give you strength.
当你敬畏他，他会用他的权力来带动你。
As you respect him, he will guide you with his power.
带动你的儿女。
To guide you and your children,
带动你的家庭
your family,
你的事业
your work,
你的健康
your health,
你的一切一切都在他的带动当中
everything will be guided by him.
我们身上有神全能的带动才能够叫人服我们
if we have God's power within us, then we can overcome others.
这样才是有权柄的
then we have truly have God's authority.
当神的全能带动我们我们就不用处处跟别人比较
When God's power is guiding us, we don't need to keep constantly compare ourselves with others.
因为神用他的全能带动你，使你成为他手中可用的器皿。
As we're driven by His almighty power, we can be used for vessel for Him.
如果是没用他的全能带动你，你永远不可能成为神手中可用的器皿。
If we do not have God's power in us, we cannot become a vessel for Him.
不管你多么有恩赐，
regardless how much talent that you may have,
没有神全能的带领，你所做的事情到最后都是空的。
Without God's strength to guide you, everything you do is in vain.
这是我们祷告，愿2020年我们被神的全能带动的原因。
That's why we want to pray in the year 2020. We want to be led by God's power.
神会用他的全能来带动你，在你身上来成全他的功。
God will use His power to guide you so to accomplish the thing that He wants you to do.
我们来看这段圣经对我们的应许。
Let's take a look at the promise here.
我们一起来念腓立比书第二章十三节。
Let's read together the book of Philippians chapter 2:13.
请。
For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose.
因为你们立志行事都是神在哪里，在你们心里面运行。
For it is God who works in you.
为什么神要在我们的心里面的运行，用他的全能在我们心中运行什么事情呢？
Why does God want to work in our heart?
神有个目的。
His purpose.
他要成就他的美意在我们生命当中。
To fulfill His good purpose in us.
在新的一年当中的每一天里面，就我们被他的全能带动着，我们就能成就他只要成就的事情。
So in this year, we let God to work in us, then we can fulfill His good purpose.
最后我们要分享的是，愿2020年我们被神的爱和真理带动着。
Lastly, may we be driven by God's love and truth in 2020.
我们都看到了今天的礼拜当中，我们的执事跟团契负责人就任了。
In today's worship, we know we have installation of the deacons and the fellowship leaders.
我在这里再重复一次，这个就任不是就是与神跟神家的立约。
I want to repeat that this installation is a covenant between God and God's home.
这是神圣的。
This is a holy.
这是神所喜悦的。
This is pleasing to God.
这不仅仅是个仪式而已。
It's not just a ceremony.
所以神告诉我们说，你们如此侍奉也是理所当然的。
That you serve in this way is deserved.
所以在你们就要前进你们的事工之前，我希望你们知道。
So as you basically start your service, I want you to know one thing.
你们的侍奉是神带动你的服事。
Your service is driven by God to serve Him.
千万不要用血气来服事。
Don't serve Him with your flesh and blood.
不要用你的感觉来服事。
Don't serve Him with your own feeling.
你的服事要在神的应许的带动、神的目的的带动、神的权力的带动和神的爱和真理的带动中来服事。
Your service should be driven by God's promise, God's purpose, God's power.
这才是神他所要的侍奉。
Then this kind of service is what He wants.
所以在这里，我要你分辨什么是侍奉主，什么是办理事务。
So I want you to make a distinction.Between what is serving God and what is just taking care of routine business.
若是为了满足人而做，这是事务。
If you're just trying to satisfy other people, then this is just work.
哦，你希望你所做大家都很开心，大家都非常非常喜欢。
You want to do something that's please everybody.
弟兄姐妹，这是只是个事务而已。
Then this is just work.
但若是为了服事主而做的话，这才是侍奉。
But you truly to serve God by serving Him.
你真的在侍奉主，你也能叫弟兄姐妹开心，叫他们平安，叫他们喜乐。
That as you serve God, you also bring peace and joy to brothers and sisters.
若有空闲时间才来参与，这是事务。
If you only serve when you have time, this is just work.
若觉得非常繁忙却仍然委身，这才是侍奉。
Among your busy schedule, you're still willing to commit. This is true service.
所以你的侍奉不是看天气的。
So your service does not depend on the weather.
你的侍奉不是看人的变的。
Your service does not depend on how other people is pleased or not.
你的侍奉是单单的跟神连接在一起。
Your service is truly only connected with God.
你会认定这是神对你的呼召。
You will realize this is God's calling.
外面的一切没有办法影响你在神面前的忠心侍奉。
The external environment cannot affect your faithful service to God.
若因为没有人称赞或感谢就灰心放弃，这是事务。
If you just get discouraged, people do not appreciate you or thank you, then this is just work.
但是若是没有人赞扬或欣赏，仍旧坚持，这才是侍奉。
But if you're still willing to serve without other people keep constantly appreciating you, then this is true service.
若是看重这个成本多少，这是事务。
If you're constantly looking at the cost, then this is just work.
若看重的是是否忠心在神的事工上，这才是侍奉。
But what you focus on is if you're faithfully serving Him, then this is true service.
所以我要说的重点是
，So what I'm trying to emphasize is，
若神呼召你去侍奉，请不要将它当成个事务来做。
If God's calling you to serve Him, this is not work.
最美的侍奉就是为神说，为神活，为神思想，为神献上自己。
The most beautiful type of service is to speak for God, to live for God, to think for God, and to offer yourself for God.
一个认真服事的人，如果失去爱和真理
，A person who is truly earnestly willing to serve, if they lose love and truth,
就会在律法当中服事。
Then you serve under the law.
在苦读当中服事。
You serve in bitterness.
在责任当中服事。
You serve under responsibility.
甚至在埋怨当中来服事。
You may be serving in complaints.
没有喜乐的服事，服事就不美。
If your service has no joy, then it's not a beautiful service.
不会让人感动。
Would not move others.
所以希望你2020年的服事能让神让人都感动了。
I hope that in 2020 your service can truly move God and move others.
德蕾莎修女说，如果你老是批评别人，你就没有时间去爱他们。
Mother Teresa said, if you judge others all the time, you have no time to love them.
因为我们在批评他，我们不可能去爱他。
If you constantly criticize another, you cannot love them.
我们把这个人放在我们的批评里面，我们来对他指指点点。
If you're constantly criticizing this person,
你没有办法去爱他。
You cannot love him.
你眼睛都在观察他。
You're constantly observing their.
这个眼神不是关怀的眼神。
Your eyes is not caring.
这个眼神是批判的眼神。
You look at them with a very sharp eyes and criticize them.
所以我非常同意 Mother Teresa 她讲这句话说，如果你老是评判别人，你就没有神去爱他们。
So I agree what Mother Teresa says. If you judge others all the time, you have no time to love them.
而且 Mother Teresa 她说她用一生来实践这句看似非常简单的话。
You can see that Mother Teresa used her own life to live out this very simple sentence.
我希望2020年我们教会是个非常和谐的教会。
I hope in the year 2020 our church will be a harmonious church.
我们一直把祷告的重心放在这个地方。
We put our emphasis in prayer about this.
教会有很多人。
We have many people in the church.
我希望这很多人就像一个人一样而已。
I hope that we all become one.
我们在一起服侍。
Let's all serve together.
建立一个服侍团队。
Become a unity of service.
我会成为一个非常美的教会。
We'll become a beautiful church.
非常感动你的教会。
A very moving church.
Mother Teresa 她还讲一句话。
Mother Teresa said one more thing.
她说有些人进入你的生活作为祝福，其他作为功课。
Some people enter your life as a blessing, but some people enter you as lessons.
那教会就是这样子。
Church is like that.
有些人真的在你的生命当中进入你的生命生活里面是来祝福你的。
Some people enter your life as blessing.
但现在只作为你的学习的功课。
But there are other people enter your life as lessons for you.
不管他是谁。
Regardless who they are.
我们存这两种心态。
We have these kind of thinking.
我们接受这一份祝福。
We accept these blessings.
来自弟兄姐妹非常美的祝福。
We accept our blessings from brothers and sisters.
我们也感谢神把这样的功课放在我们身边，让我们来学习。
But we also thank God for the lesson that He given to us.
这是我要学习的。
This is what I want to learn.
感谢神就把这两种放在我们的服事当中与生命当中。
We thank God for putting these two type of people in our lives so we can serve.
我很喜欢 R.C. Sproul 他讲了一句话。
R.C. Sproul said one thing.
他说我们的安全感不是基于我们抓紧耶稣，而是基于耶稣抓紧我们。
We are secure not because we hold tightly to Jesus, but because He holds tightly to us.
很多时候我们想说，我们好好把紧紧的抓住耶稣基督。
Sometimes we say, "Oh, we need to hold on tightly to Jesus."
但是你扪心自问一下
，But you ask yourself truly,
你有多少时间你真的是紧紧的抓住耶稣基督
？How much time do you truly hold on tight to Jesus?
到底耶稣基督在你生命当中有多么重要
？Jesus, how important is Jesus in your life?
如果你是每天紧紧抓住耶稣基督的话，耶稣基督的生命一定在你生命当中来彰显他自己。
If you truly hold on to Jesus every moment, then He will manifest in your life.
所以这句话是个反向思考。
So this is a negative analogy.
我们的安全感不是基于我们抓紧耶稣基督。
Our security is not based on we holding on tight to Jesus.
因为我们经常没有。
Because we will fail.
而是基于基督耶稣，他紧紧的抓住我们。
But security is based on Jesus holding tight. Yes.
2020年，你愿意把你的手交给耶稣基督吗
？2020, are you willing to give your hands to Jesus?
2020年，你愿意把你的家庭、把你的事业交给耶稣基督吗
？Are you willing to give your family, your work to Jesus?
2020年，你愿意把你的事业、把你的孩子交给耶稣基督吗
？New year, are you willing to give your children to Jesus?
我们需要为这个祷告。
We need to pray about this.
求主紧紧的抓住我们。
May God hold tightly to us.
求神不要放过我们每一个人。
May God not let go of us.
来带动我们。
To drive us.
在他的旨意里面。
In His will.
当我们被主的应许、目的、权柄、真理和爱带动，我们才能够得到真实的能力，来超越那些短暂的、是我们分心的这个世界。
When our hearts truly driven by God's promise, His purpose, His authority, His truth and love, then we can truly have that strength to overcome these temporary things that distract us in this world.
最近在看到一个牧师在讲一句话，我非常有感触。
Rama heard this sentence from a pastor.
就是我下面要讲这些话。
He says,
有恩赐不会让人尊敬你。
You have lots of gifts, would not that other people respect you?
真的，你有什么恩赐？你再大的恩赐不会让人尊敬你。
Even a great gift that you have would not make other people respect you.
有品德才会让人来尊敬你。
But your moral character would that other people respect you?
恩赐到最后都会过去。
Gifts is in vain; it's temporary.
而品德是实实在在的。
But your character is real; it's true.
品德是装不出来的。
You cannot fake it.
品德是做不出来的。
Your character cannot just make up.
就像厚道这两个字，我不晓得应该怎么去讲这个厚道。厚道是永远装不出来的。
Like to be very down to earth and very sincere, you cannot fake it. 厚道的，
厚道呀。Yeah, 所以恩赐是短暂的。
So the gift is temporary.
只有品德是长远让人感动的。
But your character is forever and actually can move others. We hope that in the new year we have this kind of character.
不单单是希望别人来感动,
not just to move other people,
而是因为我们是神的儿女,
but because we are children of God.
我们需要那样的品德, 在我们生命里面,
we need to have that kind of character in our lives.
最后我要跟大家分享是服务式的实际是成长、改变跟突破。
The reality of service is growth, change, and breakthrough.
耶稣说：“你若能信，再信的人凡事多能。”
Jesus said, "Everything is possible for him who believes."
你相信这句话吗？
Do you believe in this verse?
相信吗？
Do you believe it?
可以举手一下吗？
Can you raise your hand if you believe it? Everything is possible for him who believes.
谢谢。
Thank you.
不要怀疑。
Do not have doubt.
你若能信，
if you truly believe,
再信的人凡事都能。
Everything is possible for him.
不管你的年龄，
regardless of your age,
不管你的性别，
regardless of your gender,
不管你的计划，
regardless of your plan,
不管你是谁，
regardless of who you are,
耶稣说， 你若能信，
Jesus said, if you believe,
再信的人凡事都能。
Everything is possible.
我希望在新的一年的一个开始，你把这句话吃到你里面来。
I hope in this new year you take this word into you.
你若能信，再信的人凡事都能。
Everything is possible for him who believes.
让我再多用一点时间，在过去这一年你有什么不能的？
In this past year, was something you could not do?
在过去这一年你有什么做不到的？
In this past year, was it something you did not accomplish?
那已经过去了。
That is past.
但是耶稣现在邀请我们， 也是要端正我们的看法跟眼光。
But Jesus is inviting us to look at the new year with a right
你若能信,
if you truly believe,
在信的人凡事都能。
Everything is possible.
你们说阿们吗？
You say amen.
巴菲特说，
Warren Buffett said,
做你没有做过的事情叫成长。
Do the things you have never done is growth.
做你不愿意做的事情叫改变。
Do the things you're not willing to do is change.
做你不敢做的事情叫突破。
Do the things that you're not afraid to do is breakthrough.
2020年，如果你想要成长，你想要改变，你想要突破，你一定要让神来带动你。
In the year 2020, if you want to grow, if you want to change, if you want a breakthrough, you need that God to guide you.
可以吗？
Is this good?
可以吗？
Are you willing?
最后送你一句话带回家的信息。
Lastly, give you one sentence to give it to your family.
从负面去看人， 这心肠也会冷下来，会凉下来。
If you look at people from a very negative perspective, even your enthusiasm will grow cold.
再说一次， 从负面去看人， 这心肠也会凉下来。
If you look at people from a negative perspective, your enthusiasm will grow cold.
不单单是你自己凉下来, 别人都凉下来的。
Not only you will grow cold, other people will grow cold.
但是, 从正面去想一个人看人, 冷心肠也会热起来。
But if you look at people from a positive perspective, then your cold heart will be warm up.
希望我们真是能够从正面去看一个人来评价他。
Hope that we can all look at each other with a positive perspective.
更何况我们没有好到可以去judge一个人。
And we really truly have no right to judge other people.
这是耶稣在告诫我们的。
That's what Jesus taught us.
2020年你要过一个得胜的生命, 你要过一个得胜的生活, 你必须要把你眼光摆对的地方。
In 2020, you want to live a victorious life, you need to put your perspective in the right place.
你要把你眼光放在耶稣基督身上。
You want to focus on Jesus Christ.
你要比你就跟他去比吧。
You want to compare yourself, compare with Jesus.
不要去跟人比。
Don't compare with others.
做你自己的事情。
Do the thing that you need to do.
安静地过日子。
To live your life.
依靠耶稣过得胜的生活。
Depend on Jesus to live a victorious life.
这是2020年一开始我跟大家分享的信息。
This is a message I want to give you in the beginning of the year 2020.
也许比较沉重， 但是每句都从我心中讲出来。
Maybe it's a little bit heavy, but it comes from Reverend Mao's heart.
因为在这边已经牧会5年了。
Because Reverend Mao has been here for 5 years now.
也跟弟兄姐妹成为好的弟兄姐妹， 爱主的弟兄姐妹一起来成长。
And truly has grown together with brothers and sisters here.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归给主。
May all praise and glory be unto God.
我们同时来祷告。
Let's pray.
这是我们谢谢你在今天的信息当中， 你给我们许许多多的鼓励。
Lord Jesus, we thank you in today's message you have encouraged us.
主啊，不是我们要说什么。
Not that what we want to say.
只是当时的圣灵感动我们要说的时候，我们就不得不说。
But when the Holy Spirit moved us, we have to say it.
有时候你的感动就像火在烧我们的心里一样。
Sometimes your guidance is almost like fire burning.
不是恨铁不成钢。
It's not that we cannot be a better equipment.
而是我们在你面前，我们要成为主你所喜悦的人。
But we want to become a vessel that's pleasing to you.
主啊，我们一件事来求你。
We want to ask you for one thing.
就是单单这件事情来求你。
Just this one thing we ask.
你自己来带动我们。
That you will guide us yourself.
带动我们的心。
Drive our hearts.
带动整个教会。
Drive this church.
带动每个团契。
Drive every fellowship.
带动每个家庭。
Drive every family.
让我们更加爱你。
That we can love you more.
让我们更加合在一起。
That we can become more united.
来见证你。
To testify for you.
来服侍你。
To serve you.
让过去真的过去。
Whatever past is past.
让我们用充满阳光般的笑脸来迎向今年的每一天。
We greet this new year with a sunny smile.
愿你掌管我们的一生。
May you set your authority in our lives.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 好，我们站起来，我们来唱三力颂。
Let's sing doxology together. Please stand.
谢谢谢谢。赞美真神万福之根，地上圣灵当赞主恩，天上万军颂赞主名，赞美圣父圣子圣灵，阿Go in peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. 愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安，从今时直到永远。阿门。弟兄姐妹，请坐。Be seated, please.